But Lot and his family was rescued. Let that be a comfort to us to know that even in this time of pandemic, that the Lord is taking care of us. He really is. I know sometimes you look at it and you're like, well, I'm just not sure the Lord's taking care of us. Trust me, He is. But I wanted to talk to you today about a woman named Miss Lot. We don't know much about Miss Lot. We don't, matter of fact, don't even know her name. We don't know when they got married. Don't know where she was from. I'm just going to guess she was probably from Egypt. Lot at some point had married this woman. And we want to talk about her. We like I said, we really don't know much. But this one fact we do know, that she looked back. Now, honestly, because Lot's wife looked back, she was judged. The Lord had told them, do not look back. But she looked back and she was judged. And the fact that she was judged, that is a warning to us. That is a warning to us because she looked back on these things. One word describes Lot's wife. Ms. Lot was worldly. She was a worldly woman. Hebrews 11:15 through 16, if you go there and read that, and we won't today, but if you go and read that, it says that Abraham and them, they had followed the Lord. The Lord had told them where to go, and they didn't look back because it says if they had have looked back, they might have had the mind to go back to where they came from. That needs to be put into our hearts and minds that we don't need to look back on our worldly lives, what they were. So here's my question for you. Where is your desires? Are they in heaven? Are they the world? Worldliness is when our affections are on things below and not on things above. A worldly person doesn't always have to be an evil person. Doesn't always, you know, we tend to, us believers, we tend to see worldly people as the drug addicts, the drunkards, the prostitution, the thieves, and all. But it's not necessarily so. A worldly person is someone that looks below, that keeps their mind on what's going on here on this earth, when really we need to be looking upward into heaven, not on the things of this world. You see, whatever keeps us from God, keeps us from church, keeps us from devotions, keeps us from prayer, that is what worldliness is. Worldliness is anything that takes the place of Jesus Christ in your life. If it's more important to you to be down at the lake fishing, and by the way, I went fishing yesterday, but I didn't today, and wow, what a day it would have been to be fishing, because yesterday we were kind of fighting wind, and I did catch quite a few fish. Had a ball, had a good time, but if I put it for today, well, Pastor, we can watch you later on. Well, see, that's really the wrong thought. We know what time we go to church. We know what time we meet for the Lord. And I think we ought to keep that going. I think that's going to be a real problem when we get turned loose to go back to our normal lives. Is there's going to be a lot of people having a hard time getting back into schedule. I was just talking about that with my son. Is that for years and years and years, we've all went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and we've done that for years. And the first couple of Sundays, it was aggravating. Now, all of a sudden, what, 8, 10 weeks later, all of a sudden, it's not a big issue. Sunday's just another day. You see, that's what the devil wants to get in our hearts and minds, is that Sunday's just any other day. No, it's not. Sunday is the first day of the week. It's when the Lord arose from the grave, and we ought to obey Him. We ought to be willing to be there for the Lord. Now, as I said, Lot's wife was worldly, but not only was Lot's wife worldly, Jesus said Lot's wife was worldly. Let's go to the book of Luke, because I told you to go there. And the book of Luke, chapter 17. Book of Luke 17, verse 32. You know, some people might say, now, Brother Jim, you ought not to be so bad on her. She had, by the way, couple of daughters still left in Sodom. She might have had some grandchildren still left in Sodom. But let's look at what Jesus said, because I've preached that before myself. I've thought before myself, if she looked back, because maybe she heard her children. But the truth of the matter is, when you read this, it'll make a lot of sense to you. Verse chapter 17, verse 32, the Bible says, well, I got to get there. Chapter 19. Verse 32. No, verse 28 says, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, don't get this confused with the rapture. This isn't the rapture. These verses right here are the same as what's in Matthew 24. It's talking about the second coming of Christ. That's when He comes to the earth, the Mount of Olives. And we're actually, the saints are with Him. And that's at the end of the tribulation. So don't get this mixed up. This isn't then. It said, even thus, well, go back up here. What verse? Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, verse 31. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. In other words, you see how that's going to operate? Listen, in the rapture, we're going to be walking along, and all of a sudden, poof, we're gone. But the second coming, they're going to see Christ coming from the air, and they're going to say, uh-oh, we messed up. Don't turn around and go back, because, listen, they got to be heading out. They've got to be hiding. That's a whole nother study that we won't get into today. But look at verse 32. Verse 32, this is where Jesus gives us this warning. This is where Jesus tells us that Lot's wife was a worldly woman. He says, remember Lot's wife? Then he says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you that in that night there shall be two men, and one in bed, and the other shall be taken, the other shall be left, two women shall be grinding at together. The one shall be taken and the other left. So when we look at this, remember Lot's wife. He said, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. In other words, she was a worldly woman. She had her mind on the world, not on what the angels had told her, not on the fact that the angel said, listen, we've got to go. Don't look back because there's a problem. Now, there's four facts I'm going to go through quickly, hopefully. Four facts that I'm going to go through about Lot's wife that honestly we need to remember. And really so we'll be ready for when Jesus does come. We'll be ready for the rapture, not for the second coming. Listen, if you're saved, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're not going to be here for this second coming. You're going to be able to leave with Lot's wife. I mean, leave as Enoch did. I got a hair bothering me right there. Leave as when Enoch did. He was just walking along and he was gone. He was ready to go, no doubt. It said for 300 years he walked with the Lord. So I would say, hey, he was watching and he was ready and he was cruising along and he might have been praying. And then all of a sudden, boom, he was in the presence of the Lord. That's what it's going to be like with us. So these four facts are going to help us. And we should be looking for and hoping for the day of the rapture. I'm not interested in this mess we've been living in. This waiting in line and people wearing masks and people aren't friendly. It's ridiculous. So here's the four facts. Number one, she had a worldly husband. Now, let this be a key to any single women out there that may be listening, that may tune into this at some point. You don't want to marry an unsaved man. You want a godly man. But she had a worldly husband. Lot chose to be worldly. You think about what Lot chose to be. Lot chose to be worldly. Listen, Lot walked with one of the most righteous men on the face of the earth. Lot walked around with Abraham, and he was called the friend of God. What Lot could have learned a bunch from his uncle. But listen, him, like everybody else, they're not interested in serving the Lord. They're not interested in going to church. They're interested in what the world offers. Lot was his problem. Abraham had an altar. Lot had no altar. Abraham distanced himself from the sins of the world, the problems. Lot didn't. Lot went down into it. We've got the same problems in our society today. People aren't, they're not wanting godliness. They want worldliness. We know that because of internet, TV, bookstores. You see, Lot had a great opportunity, but Lot wasted that opportunity. And we don't want to waste an opportunity that the Lord has given us. And He's given us an opportunity to be around godly people. And we should try our best to be around godly people. And we should try our best to learn from these godly people. You know, there's some people in my life that have gone on. And honestly, I wish that I had spent more time with them, but I didn't. Some of them I did, some of them I didn't. I didn't have my life in the right place. You see, now, listen, be careful, husbands. Now, I know this is about Mother's Day, but husbands, dads, you need to be careful. Grandfathers, you need, excuse me, you need to be careful about when you start backsliding. You see, we're living in a day and time right now that it would be easy to backslide. We're not going to church, so to speak, to stand there and greet everyone and to be standing in front of the pastor. We're doing it on social media, and it's easy. But when you start backsliding, you need to watch. Your family is going to start falling apart. That's what's going to start taking place. That's what happened in Lot's home, which brings us to the second part. Ms. Lot, she had a home that was worldly. Ask yourself, is your home worldly? It says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, that Lot was vexed day to day by the wickedness in Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, and you say, well, Lot lived in a wicked city. What do you expect? Well, let me tell you something. Just because Lot and Ms. Lot and their children lived in a wicked city didn't mean they had to be wicked. I know missionaries that live in places that are horrible places, but their home doesn't have to be that way. Daniel lived in Babylon, but he was not of a worldly nature. He kept God where he was supposed to be. Joseph lived in Egypt, but Joseph continued to serve the Lord. He did not bring in the pagan worship that they did. It really had nothing to do with that. You see, it wasn't the city they lived in that was the problem. The problem was they allowed the world to come in their home. They allowed Sodom to come into their home. And we have the same problems. You see, the truth is, Ms. Lot and Lot himself allowed Sodom into their home, and many of us do the same thing today. We allow Sodom into our homes, and we shouldn't do that. You see, the very reason the very main reason, I'll put it that way, that Sodom was destroyed is running rampant in our nation's capital, in our states, in our cities. It's on TV. Listen, Hollywood is proud of them. Hollywood loves them. Our government is full of them. Right now, I'm standing in a state that the governor of this state is a homosexual. That's all I need to say about that. There's so much of it running rampant in today's world. And these people are proud of what they are, and they're coming out of the closets more and more, and they write books on all of this stuff. They do interviews, and they talk about, oh, how great they are. Listen, they got some serious issues. People are going to pay for this. It's evil. America doesn't even blush anymore. How many of us blush from what I'm talking about? And I ain't even got to go into detail about what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. That was one of the main problems that was wrong with Sodom and Gomorrah. And there was a few more, which we're going to touch on. But that had come into the home of Ms. Lot. You see, now, Dr. Ironside, he's a preacher from way back yesteryear, and he's got writings out there. He said, this is one of his quotes, "You can't stop the boat from being in the water. What good is a boat if it's on dry land? It needs to be in the water." Amen. I mean, that's the whole point of a boat. But you better keep the water from getting into the boat. Listen, we can't stop our homes from being where they're at. We can't stop our children from being in this world that they're in. There's nowhere to take them that they can't be influenced in the wrong way. But listen, they don't need to fight the same filth in the home that they're fighting out here in the public schools, or that they're fighting at Walmart. We were watching something on YouTube last night, and an F-bomb come out. And I'm like, whoa, I'm trying to turn it down. I didn't know it was on there. And Sandy says something about it, and I said, I'm trying to turn it down. I said, but it sounds like we're at Walmart. See, we don't have to put up with what's at Walmart, but we ought not to bring it in the home. Accidents happen. And that's what it was last night. It was an accident. I pulled up this something on YouTube, and I was letting it play, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't know they was going to do that. So we turned it off. We got rid of it, got it out. And that's what we need to do. Lot's wife was not doing that because of the fact she had brought the world into her home. She was a worldly woman. She brought the world into her home. No doubt it brings us to number three, is she had a worldly heart. And how do we know this? Well, let me tell you this. Our loving and our looking, things we love and things we look, they all go together. Loving and looking go together. I like Harley Davidson, so I look at Harley Davidson. I like guitars, so I look at a lot of guitars. In other words, I kind of love them. That's one of my desires. You see, when you watch things and you see things, that tells you a lot about what's going on in your heart. Your eyes see what your heart loves. Let's go over to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. It's right after chapter 5. You get to chapter 6, you might have got to chapter 5 first. Unless Common Core, then it could be anywhere in there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 tells us, he said, "For where your heart is, or where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else He will hold to the one and despise to the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Let me explain something to you. It's talking about saved people. It's talking about people with a double mind. The only way you can have a double mind is to be saved. The Lord was telling us, listen, we need to be single-minded. We need to be single-minded, placing it on things above, placing it on Him. Not, well, I got my one foot in heaven, and I got my other foot down here in the hog pen. And we literally got a hog pen right out here. We could go do that. You probably hear the chickens. But anyway, that's what's going on in our world with our believers and with our people that claim to be Christian. They all want to be godly on Sunday, but they want to live in the filth Monday through Saturday. The Lord's telling us, don't be that way. It's a problem to be that way. And we don't need to be that way. You see, she was a double-minded person at the least. If she was saved, I don't personally think she was. I don't think Lot had ever told her about the Lord. I don't think Lot had ever set any type of example for her. I honestly believe Lot just lived however, and she lived the same way because that's the kind of person she was. Remember what the Bible said. She looked back, and that became a problem. She was judged. See, we usually, now I told you I'm going to tell you a little more about Sodom. We usually tie immoral sex with Sodom, and rightly so. You can look up the word sodomite in the Bible, and it'll explain it to you. And the word sodomite, by the way, came from the town of Sodom. But that wasn't all their problem. Ezekiel gives us a little bit of stuff about it in chapter 16, verse 49. Ezekiel says here, he says, verse 49, Ezekiel 16, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Behold, full of, well, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. See, not only did they have the immorality in sex, but they had pride, and they had the lust of the flesh, and they had the lust of the eyes. They were worldly. I see the same thing in the United States. Look, we didn't suffer as far as food's concerned. We've prospered in this great nation, but we have left out God. We ended up worldly. You see, a worldly heart. How much do we have? How much do you have to have, I'll say, to be happy? What's it take to make you happy? Does it take having a lot of worldly things to make you happy? If it does, that's not a good thing. Listen, the Lord said be content with such things as you have. And we should be. If the Lord's blessed us to have just a handful of food in the morning, handful in the evening, and a roof over our head, but it ain't the mansion up on the hill, we ought not to have a problem with that. We ought to be satisfied with that. We need to be content with it. How much stuff does a person have to make them happy? Where's your hope at? What are you hoping in? You hoping in your status? How you appear to the public? Excuse me. How you appear to the public? Maybe the degrees you've got hanging on your wall? Maybe how outstanding you are at certain things you do. Maybe you're trying to outdo the Joneses. Listen, we need to concentrate on measuring up to the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ. But her hope, number four in the last point, her hope was in the world. You see, her hope was not in the Lord. Her hope did not rest with Jesus Christ. Her hope was resting in the world. She is leaving her hope. And what did she do? She looked back. And she was judged for that. You see, all of her hope, honestly, it just went up in smoke. Gone. You see, if we're hoping on this world, it's all one day going to go up in smoke. Our hope needs to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we don't know what she had. There's nothing, listen, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having nice things. There's nothing wrong with living in a mansion. Nothing wrong with living in a shack. Nothing wrong with it at all. But I want, let me, don't let any of it get in the way of you serving God. You see, all that we do, all that we have, we're to give it to God, and we're to do it for the glory of God. Now, you may say, well, I get this big fancy place, and man, I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that, and I'm going to live off up there on that big mountain, and what a great life and a great place for the missionaries to come to, and but what's it going to cost you? Is it going to keep you where you can serve the Lord the way you're supposed to be faithful to the Lord? Chances are you put out that kind of money, you're not going to be served the Lord. Now, the Lord may bless you with it. That's fine. As long as God is where he's supposed to be at. You see, her hope was in the world. She couldn't help but turn and look back. That's a shame. Now, here's my ending thoughts. Well, it's almost done, so don't panic. Have you given... Well, let me put it this way. If Jesus showed up today, if he came back today, what all would you have to leave? How hard would it be to leave? Oh, I know, Brother Jim, the rapture, when it happens, ain't going to be in our control. That's true. But right now, are you thinking, well, I got many things I want to do here. I want to see my grandkids grow up, and I want to see all of these things here on this earth. If that is bothering you, then that's more important than the Lord. And that's not a good thing to be. It's not very good way to be thinking. You see, you got to remember how important is the Lord Jesus Christ says. If you've given all these things to the Lord, if you have, if you've given everything you have to the Lord, you put God first and say, Lord, I don't want anything to take your place, then you're doing the right thing. And yeah, you can use material things to serve the Lord, but those material things ain't going to heaven with you. It's the treasures that you lay up in heaven. It's lost souls that you win to the Lord. It's by your example that they see that you're serving the Lord. They can, there's some people that'll never pick up a Bible. But if they can see Christ in you, that's what's going to count. I always go back to the Philippian jailer. Listen, Paul wasn't sitting down there in the dungeon reading the Bible. He was praying. He was singing. Giving praises to the Lord while he's locked up in shackles. And we won't go into detail how nasty that place was. But when it all hit the fan, that jailer came to them and said, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read two verses, we'll be done. I just got two verses and we're going to stop. Very familiar verses to people. You'll know exactly which ones they are. You don't have to turn there. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What are you conforming to? Moms, are you a worldly mom? Are you a worldly wife? Dads, I know it's Mother's Day, but I'm going to pick on you too. Are you a worldly husband? That was one thing, one of the main things wrong with the Lot family, was dad, Mr. Lot, was worldly. Which in turn, Ms. Lot was worldly, because she never got the word. She never understood who God was. And it was Lot's fault, to be honest with you. He's the head of the house. There's a lot of dads that are going to pay dearly one day because they were worldly. But mom, are you worldly? Are you conforming to what? The world? Are you conforming to the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what you got to ask yourself. If you're listening today and you say, well, I don't know if I'm going to heaven. If you honestly can look at me and say, I don't know if I'm going to heaven, then I'd be about willing to say you're not going to heaven. And if that's true, you need to trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You need to say, Lord God, I believe in you, and I believe your Son Jesus hung on the cross, shed his blood for me, died for my sins, was buried, and arose 3 days later. And because he's alive, that means I'll be alive from now on. Right now, I'm just in this old body. Eventually, I'm going to be, transformed. I'm going to be taken up into heaven, and I'm going to be a totally different body. It's going to be incorruptible. I'm going to be immortal, just like Christ. It's going to be glorified. And I won't have to fight all these worldly issues because I'll be just like Christ. See, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be concentrating on being just like Christ. Don't let the world into your home. Appreciate your time and your presence. I know that's different because it's all social media, but nonetheless, I appreciate that. The Lord knows. Remember the church in our prayers. Remember all these people that are affected by whatever this problem is. Keep those in your prayers as well. Keep our nation in your prayers. It's in deep trouble. Thank you very much. We'll close with a word of prayer and then we'll go. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do once again thank you for this opportunity we've had to present your word. And Lord, what an opportunity to present it to the on social media that it could go out to thousands. And Lord, we thank you for that. Ask, Lord, if there's somebody listening today that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, that today they will ask Jesus Christ into their heart and be saved. And we thank you. Ask you to be with all these prayer requests. Have your will with each one. Lord, lay your healing hands on our nation, our states, our cities, and we thank you for it. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, I appreciate everybody tuning in. And